So officially right now we're recording, so we can start whenever you want.
All right.
Welcome everybody to the Rocky Series podcast. With me is my brother, my longtime co-host, Rube Ben Rebalkin. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, Ryan. How are you?
Good. I want you to just tell the listeners, if you seem a little bit punchy tonight, can you maybe tell us why? What's going on with you?
Well, I have a cold, which you might hear my voice.
Roger that.
I have an infection in my back molar tooth.
Okay.
Abscess. It's also an abscess tooth.
Wow.
And I'm on some Tylenol 3.
It's my favorite Tylenol.
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm at.
Well, thanks for going the distance.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going the distance.
All right. Well, we just want to thank whoever's happened to be listening to this episode. We want to thank you guys for who came to watch the live feed. It didn't happen. So we apologize to those few people that enjoyed the live recordings. It just won't happen today, but you'll get to hear this on iTunes and all that good stuff. That's how you're listening to it now, so me telling you that's kind of redundant. We also want to thank all our new fans and listeners. We've got a few new fans that have listened to our back catalog, got some hits. And so to those who have come in late to the game and gone back and listened to earlier episodes throughout this last month, thank you. It's really nice to see people going back to the back catalog there, Ruben, listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome, old, young, new, small, tall. That made no sense.
Well, why don't we just start commentating where we left off? So we left off last episode. Apollo was throwing tennis balls at his dogs in the pool, and he saw that this Siberian Express has come to America to challenge Rocky Balboa to a title fight or a fight in general. We don't know if it's a title match or not at this point, but Apollo seems displeased by the Russian coming to America, wanting to fight another boxer. For some reason, this angers him.
It's kind of, oddly enough, we mentioned this before, how even though this movie is... hello?
Sorry about that. That was fun. That's my wife turned on the vacuum cleaner. I think she just realized and turned it off. Go ahead.
Even though this movie is how old? 30 years old?
1985. Came out 32 years ago.
And you'd think that the political climate would be so different that it'd be silly that we couldn't be able to relate to this Russian coming.
It's almost like... the Russians knew Creed 2 was coming out.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if you heard or not, but Russia got disqualified from the 2018 Olympics for doping.
Wow, that's right. Good point.
They're you know, I don't know if you can call it a first world country, but they are or aren't. I'm not really sure. I'm sure it varies from area to area.
Well, I'm sure there's, rich. I don't know if it's a very... Like, you look at Canada and the U.S., and I don't consider ourselves third-world countries. We're pretty first-world. I think Russia definitely has a lot. I think their ratio poor or poverty areas is probably pretty high.
Yeah. It just baffles me that they got banned.
Yeah. Well, I just don't do drugs, I guess. Well, you can do drugs, but just don't do drugs and try to join the Olympic teams, I guess.
Yeah, and it's just weird. 32 years later, we still have this guy.
It is weird. The Russians and their steroid use. It's an issue, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
So you don't hear an echo on my end, Rube, just by chance?
I do not, brother.
Okay, I'm just hoping it doesn't come on the recording. If it does, it's very faint, so our listeners, one episode, you're going to have a bit of an echo. But so we got the next scene, the first scene of this episode. Anyways, you got Rocky out there. He's washing his car.
Yeah, you know, just taking part of the simple pleasures of life. Sure, he's got a mansion and maid, and but he still washes his own car.
Yeah, it's we talked about this before. This is a Lamborghini, right?
I forget what it is.
I think it is a Lamborghini. I'm 99% sure. Now, here, we got in the back here, you got Southpaw.
Uh-huh.
Well, it says Southpaw.
Yeah, it's a Lamborghini.
And what it says, you've got a friend in South... Oh, so you got a friend in Pennsylvania. That must be their city of brotherly love or the state of brotherly love. So that's their slogan of a state. You've got a friend in Pennsylvania. That's what his license plate says around the Southpaw.
That's good to know. It's the state of brotherly love.
Oh, he's got a red car in front as well.
Wow.
Another Lamborghini, maybe, or something. He's wearing Adidas shoes. He's waxing the car. He's got his, like, you know, his tracksuit on. He could be going for a run or coming back from a run, you know. And Seiko the robot's out there too. Now his son is cleaning the robot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, okay. That's so stupid, that robot.
No, we're not done with it. I wish this was the last part of the robot that we'd be talking about. But he's the son, Robert Jr. He's also waxing the robot, right on the chest there, giving the old rub there, waxing the Seiko's chest.
So we got like drink in one hand and the boxing glove in the other.
I missed the boxing glove ribbon. Oh my goodness! All these years.
Hey, that's why I'm the co-host. That bring attention to detail. Yes, it came to this point. Nothing more to give. Nothing more to give.
Yeah, so Seiko's got a boxing glove, and he's got a drink. So is the drink for the robot or is it for the child? And is the boxing glove for the robot or for the child? I don't understand.
It makes no sense.
So they have a little father-son chat, you know, as fathers and sons do while they're waxing their robots and cars.
Sure, yeah. A tale as old as time.
Yes, he's asking, you know, why do you fight? And I don't want you, or he's telling the son, I don't want you to fight like I have because I want you to use your head for something other than a punching bag.
Yeah, that's a very typical thing. Where the parent wants better for the child than what they're doing.
That's fair. And then the kid, being a little smart, Alex says, your head doesn't look like a punching bag. Oh, thanks. That's kind of you.
Looks like a catcher's mitt.
Yeah, it looks like a catcher's mitt. Now, Rocky didn't say his face looked like a punching bag. That's why people punched it. He just said people punched his face like a, you know. So I think the son took the joke a little bit too far there. I think it stung a little to Rocky.
Well, that's the case with kids.
I know.
The translation doesn't always go very smooth.
Right after that joke, we got the help coming out. Mr. Balboa. Mr. Creed's on the phone.
Hey.
And she's wearing headphones. Because, you know, it's a relaxed atmosphere there. She can listen
sure,
to music.
Sure, yeah. the attention to detail.
Oh, I love it. She's wearing her headphones, you know, just listening to her Latino music. You can see her in the kitchen kind of moving and grooving, cleaning the Balboa's home.
Yeah, and Cisco, of course, has a phone on it.
Yeah, we're going to... Come on now.
Okay,
go ahead. Go ahead. Don't bury the lead yet. So the nanny or maid or whatever says, hey, Mr. Balboa, Mr. Creed's on the phone for you.
Uh-huh.
Rocky's about to run in the house to get the phone, but... Yeah, yes. About to say.
There's no way that Cisco the robot... has the phone line for the house.
I know. The technology this robot has for 1985 is amazing.
It's better than 2017.
Does anyone have a robot that can take a... this does not exist. If I had a robot in my driveway right now that even looked like the sequel to the robot, it would be amazing.
People would be like, what is it you drive? What is that? Why?
It's a robot for my... it's a robot for my autistic child.
But I can't do stairs.
I know. We have to figure they have a ramp.
So stupid. It's so stupid.
Because the robot's in the driveway. It's in the driveway. The kid's spinning around on it, waxing it. And the robot goes, you can get it right here. So it's understanding the conversation.
Yeah, so not yeah, only, I know.
She comes out and says, phone for you, Mr. Balboa. And the robot, you know, visually sights Rocky running to the house and computes. The man is running to the house to get the phone. I can stop him and say, you don't have to make that distance traveling. You can come to me and answer the phone.
Yeah. Just helping out. Have you heard about the new, this is related, what's happened between Cisco and 32 years later?
Seiko, you mean Seiko?
Seiko, that too. Forgot.
I know you're on drugs. I know you're on drugs.
Cisco the rapper. Remember the guy?
Yeah, I was going to say, what happened to Cisco? Cisco and Seiko were in a, did they ever do a duo together?
Well, perhaps. So apparently there's the first robot citizen, first robot to be granted citizenship.
Really?
In Saudi Arabia. Yeah, in Saudi Arabia.
What? Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
That's like, of all the places to get citizenship, I know. Need to have that one.
It's a woman robot. I really don't want to do any jokes, but they don't have a really good reputation of their track record for human rights for women. So, or the name Sophia. Right. Sophia Robot. Mm. Interestingly enough, this robot has more rights than other women in the country.
Well, sure. So it's a male robot.
No, it's a female robot. But because it's a robot, not...
Oh, that's anyways. Crazy.
That's so back crazy. To back to Cisco. Seiko.
Say it again.
Back to Seiko.
Yeah, yes. Well, we could talk about Cisco if you wanted to. I forget what he looks like.
He's a black? Short. I believe he has African heritage, but he's got the blonde white hair.
I do not remember this guy.
You don't?
I'm just looking him up right now.
He has one song about thongs.
Oh, well, he's got quite the discography here, you know. He performed with Drew Hill. He's got a Christmas album that's coming out this month. Or it came out last month, Christmas in Baltimore.
Good for him.
I'm kind of curious.
Who is buying a Cisco Christmas album?
Somebody did. Somebody has to.
What is going on? What's going on with the world today?
What's it called, Christmas in Baltimore?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Here it is. Which one do you want to... Which probably Tis the Season might be a good one. A little bit upbeat.
Are you playing it right now?
Yeah, just wait. I'm going to take out my headphones.
Terrible.
That gives you a little sample there.
Yeah, that was enough.
Well, to be fair, that was Drew Hill. That wasn't Cisco. But Cisco used to perform with Drew Hill. Okay, but enough about... So Seiko the Robot has more rights than a Saudi Arabian woman.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Oh, man. So the robot's out there. Rocky takes the phone call, talks to Apollo. Goes, oh, yeah, yo, Apollo, how you doing?
Yes.
Apollo must say here, he goes, I'm going to come over to your house there, Rocky. He goes, oh, yeah, you coming up? That's great. And then Paul must have asked at this point, so what are you up to? What am I doing? I'm just getting dizzy. And that's the whole conversation on the phone. Can you imagine that phone call, Ruben?
Oh, they got a shorthand, you know? They're connected for so long.
Because Paul must have asked, like, what are you up to? Are you busy right now? Are you up to anything? Or are you doing anything important right now?
Yeah.
Because his response, what am I doing? I'm getting dizzy. Paul must have been like, oh my gosh, this guy. This doesn't make sense.
Brain damage.
Why is Rocky getting dizzy? What we're seeing here is Rocky's life is going really well. You know, he's got a robot for his kid. Yeah. He's got two Lamborghinis. And then, you know, he's relaxed. It's a happy family. He's got help in the house. Yeah, you know, it's a really good life for Rocky right now. If I didn't know better, I would assume everything's going to be just fine for him for the rest of the film.
It would be if he just chose not to fight. Just retire.
Well, that didn't happen.
Spoiler alert.
Well, the next scene we have here is some high-end computer work. We got this like infrared image of a Drago.
It looks like a reject from like the Rocky video game, like the graphics, you know.
Yeah, and everyone has seen this movie 100 times. You know, it's Drago, of course, his image is in red through this computer screen. And he's punching what looks like a computer wall, a green grid computer wall. And Ludmilla, or his wife, played by the lovely Bridget Nielsen, says, my husband and I thank you for coming to our training quarter today. As you can see, it is highly advanced, and we wish to show the American press a small portion of the advances our country's made in the technology of human performance. And Ruben, we see like a variety of scientists.
I know. They get just pouring money into this guy. This is
so we got the in this training quarter. I guess that's where you know wherever they're stationed here in America. But they brought all the scientists from Russia out here.
Uh huh.
Drago's standing there. All the scientists are wearing white jackets and gray ties, looking very serene, very serious. It's almost like they're under duress.
Well, I guess that's kind of typically the case, that they are under duress. If you have like a dictatorship or communism, it's a do-or-die type of thing.
Right. Oh, probably. So a man asks, I guess a reporter says, Coach Rimsky, what does all this do to enhance performance? And this is the great line. So Coach Rimsky, the actor that plays him, has one line in this whole movie, and the word is well.
I would love to have a one line or walk in scene, you know, or play a corpse or something like that. Yeah, wouldn't you love that?
Well, Kevin Costner did that. He played a corpse in a movie.
Oh, did he?
I think it was The Big Chill. And he was supposed to have scenes where he was alive, but those scenes were deleted. And he only ended up having his scenes with being a corpse in the movie in the 1980s, early 80s. Before he became the, yeah. So he did play a corpse.
He recently, he kind of played a corpse again, in a way, in the Justice League movie.
Didn't he have a flashback in that one as well?
Well, he just has a photograph. There's a picture, just a photograph of him.
Yeah, you still haven't seen the B versus S Dawn of Justice?
No, I haven't. I may never.
You might not. I like it. It's a good movie. I enjoy them, but boy, they're getting hung out to dry there by critics. But fans seem to enjoy the movies. Like, this last one was enjoyed by a lot of people, but I don't know if Marvel and Disney are just have bought out all the critics because they just slam it, but the audience response has been pretty fair to good. But critics are just saying, it's not Marvel.
Yeah, well, I'm not really a Marvel fan, though I appreciate, like, out of the cartoon characters, I kind of like DC characters more. I like what Christopher Nolan did with Batman. I like what, what's his name?
Tim Burton?
Tim Burton did with Batman.
Right.
I like that. What they've done is this a little campy.
Sure.
There's gonna be
a shakeup already. I've heard they're reinvestigating what to do with this franchise.
Well, my guess is what they probably should have done is left Ben Affleck to write and direct. He's got a great track record of writing and directing.
Well, I agree.
So my guess is he probably has something pretty good.
But they're not. Matt Reeves is directing the Batman movie, and they're already talking about replacing Ben Affleck with maybe Jake Gyllenhaal. And speaking of Jake Gyllenhaal, I just saw a movie with him the other day. Speaking of Southpaw, the movie Southpaw.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I haven't. How was it?
Very, very, very good. I don't know about you, but I'm a huge Jake Gyllenhaal fan. Every time I watch him in a movie, I think, geez, this guy's a good actor.
Yeah, he is a good actor. I remember seeing him in Rocket. Rocket Man?
Sky, you mean?
Perhaps.
The coach was about to answer the question, but the higher authority Russian guy who spoke earlier goes, "If I may answer." This is a great line. He goes, "It makes a man a better man. Uh-huh. A great athlete, a super athlete, by harnessing all his strength." Now, it should be noted that what this movie represented with the technology and training was actually legit. It was actually ahead of its time.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can believe it. So Stallone, he's no dummy. And let me just read right here. Rocky IV is one of the few sport movies that applies genuine sound effects from actual punches, bonafide training methods created by boxing consultants, and a bevy of other new special effects at the time. The film is recognized as being ahead of its time in its demonstration of groundbreaking high-tech sporting equipment, some of which was experimental and 20 years from public use.
Wow.
In 2012... Olympians Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte noted that the training sequences in Rocky IV inspired them to use a cabin similar to what the resourceful Balboa utilized in the film. Kind of get away from Raw.
Huh. Yeah, interesting.
Anyways, but we'll get more into that stuff later. But it's kind of interesting. Again, the Russian management dude, kind of like the Mickey, says, the Russian Mickey, says, "Though most of the world is ignorant in body chemistry." I love how the Russians are they just constantly kind of like backhand insults.
Yeah, sure.
You know, instead of just saying, "Hey, you know, we discovered a way that might make things a little bit better," It just says most of the world is ignorant in body chemistry.
That is the tone of communism and dictatorships of the, we're the best.
Right.
It's the propaganda machine.
Right. And they have a nice shot here of Drago as he's listening. It's almost like, I think this is probably done on purpose. He's actually, to me, a sympathetic character in this movie. Even though he ends up, spoiler alert, he kills Apollo in the ring. He really is a weapon and a tool, and people are far above him. And I can see in his face throughout the movie sometimes that he is at odds of being a tool with these people. And I wonder if that's going to come into play in Creed 2 when his character comes back, that he is remorseful of the damage that he has done.
Yeah, perhaps.
I saw him at the end of this movie as a sympathetic character, that if we were to see his story continue, we'd see that this the events of this movie actually hurt him. Yeah, it probably damaged his soul a little bit. I think we'll probably see that.
I imagine it would.
You see him looking kind of forlorn here as this trainer guy is talking about him being this machine, almost. So the guy goes on to say, we wish to educate your country. Ouch.
You know, that's a positive thing.
And here you go, Ruben. You're talking about...
The blood doping.
Yep.
Yeah.
So a reporter goes, there have been rumors of blood doping.
But by the way, if one were to pause at that scene... The tight white pants of Dolph there.
Beautiful.
His butt shot there.
Nice. Oh, he's a very handsome man. Yes, this would be a good screenshot, actually. I wouldn't mind putting this on our page.
The butt shot?
No. Sure, that too. Yeah. I see what you're talking about there. Yeah, Dolph's kind of like leaning to the right a little bit.
Yeah. It's kind of like a nod to Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA.
Yeah, that'd be good side-by-side. I should do that. The reporter goes, there's been rumors of blood doping and widespread distribution of anabolic steroids in the Soviet Union. So here, we were talking about this. It's interesting. This is a 1985 film. It's like, oh, bending the truth or holidizing an issue in Russia. But like you said, 32 years later, it's still an issue.
You know, that's kind of embarrassing. Like the whole doping thing. Nobody in our country is really good enough to compete. As is, so why don't we just dope them up? It's so sleazy.
It is. And the question is, has Draco partaken in any such experiments? And it actually is really good acting here, because you can see Draco's eyes at this point move just a little bit. His body doesn't move, but there's probably part of him is like, oh, I wonder how they're going to handle this question.
Yeah.
Like, we know as a viewer, obviously there's probably something going on, this guy's a beast. But we haven't seen any evidence of it yet. We don't see that evidence until actually later in the film when we see him train for the Rocky fight. We see a needle go in his arm. We'll talk about that later. But at this point in the movie, we don't know. He could just be a machine. It's actually just, again, very good acting on Dolph Lundgren's part and direction by Stallone to have that moment where that question's asked, that his eyeballs just move a little bit to the right and go back center again, where he's thinking, all right, I'm glad I don't have to talk.
Yeah. I was going to say that would be the case for people like...
Right. So Lamilla says, no, Yvonne is naturally trained. Then someone asks a question, which is the obvious question. Then how do you explain his freakish strength? Which is a fair question.
Sure.
People aren't like Dolph Lundgren or Drago. And it's just weird, like, art and life and art. Did Dolph take stuff to be the build that he's in for this movie?
Yeah, did Dolph drug to be a drug Drago?
Right.
Oh, probably.
And then the great line from Lamilla, like your Popeye. He ate his spinach every day.
Now, Popeye, I remember liking Popeye as a kid.
Yeah.
But like, I remember there's a Popeye movie with Robin Williams. But it was kind of one of those characters where, I don't know, I liked him, but like I don't really remember like storylines. It seemed like it lasted longer than it should have.
Right. Have you ever seen the early Popeye cartoon? The racist one?
Oh, yeah.
That's
all
I can say it is. It's a racist.
Yeah.
You could never in a million years make this cartoon again today. It's a gold mine if you can find it on the internet.
Well, a gold mine if you like racist cartoons.
Well, there you go, Ruben. So just go ahead and find Popeye and the Monkey Kid. I'm not even joking. What it is Olive Oil is running a daycare or something like that, an after school program or some sort of where she's watching children. We don't know what time of the day it is, but there's like kids at the cabin. And there are all these kids, and there's one child who's a monkey. That's what this cartoon is. It is insane.
Crazy.
Yeah. Can you believe that people were like that? Like,
Well, I'm listening to this book right now by A.J. Jacobs called It's All Relative, and he talks about that racism. They had, like, quote-unquote science to back it up, where people that didn't know of any black people, because why would they know? But they were told that they were, like, a subhuman species.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't, it wasn't like a racism because there was hatred in their heart, but it's like just ignorance based on ignorance based on ignorance.
Well, it wasn't like necessarily, I want to say hatred, but the ignorance bred mistreatment.
Yeah.
Same way that somebody would treat a dog differently than with their child.
Sure.
They're human. So they might, I would hit a dog because it's just a dog, but I won't hit it, won't hit my kid. But I can hit this dog because it's just a dog. And that's what these, unfortunately, a lot of these slaves back in the day, they were treated like an animal, like a workhorse. Ugh, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
So speaking of Ben Affleck and the Justice League, Ruben, just got a news thing pop up. So you heard it here first, folks, 2 weeks after it got released. Says here that Ben Affleck is done.
Oh.
He's doing one more appearance as Batman in the Flash movie. The Batman movie. Directed by Matt Reeves, who just did the last Planet of the Apes movie. Good director. That movie called The Batman will not have Ben Affleck in it at all. He was originally slated to helm the project, write and star in it, but over the last year, each component has been taken over by Matt Reeves. And now it looks like Jake Gyllenhaal's name has come up frequently, and now Jon Hamm's name has been thrown around as well, which fans have lobbied for in the recent past.
Jon Hamm?
Well, if you're looking for an older Batman, as the Ben Affleck Batman was, then yes, that's a good segue. But if you throw in Jake, which is a good actor, then you've kind of messed up the storyline again. Is this the same universe? Because now you got a younger Batman again, like much younger. Well, not much younger, but 15 years younger at least.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, but there's a, yeah.
And he looks younger too. Like, Ben looks his age. He's a good looking guy, but he looks his age. Whereas Jake just looks younger. He has more of a younger face. Jon Hamm, on the other hand, obviously looks his age again, but again, handsome, square jaw, deep voice, good actor. So, be interesting. I feel bad for Ben. I feel like he was given a... it's not his fault. I think he's the best part of the movies that haven't been that good. He has done well in them.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So we'll end it with, shall we have a demonstration? Says the Russian dude. And someone says, please do. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
I love this. I love the math behind this, and I don't know if this could ever be verified by any other boxing people out there, but it'd be interesting. But Dolph / Drago wearing his weightlifter type outfit, he's got the things hooked up to him, things hooked up around his waist, but he's got the Russian symbol, the hammer and sickle.
He's got the, remember Dr. Ho, the infomercial with the muscle twitch thing?
That scares me. I don't want my muscles to be twitched.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a muscle spasm? It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. So maybe
you can self-induce this on yourself.
Maybe Drago's secret is the Dr. Ho.
Yeah, Dr. Ho. I work with a guy. His last name is Ho. H-O.
Oh, wow.
So I don't work with him. Sorry. He's a member of my ship's company. But his last name is Ho. Yeah. All right.
Ho about that. Ho, ho, ho.
He's like, you don't have to say my name three times. I'm coming. No, I'm just wishing you Merry Christmas. The Mickey Russian trainer here says, a normal heavyweight averages 700 pounds of pressure per square inch. Now, I guess that's a lot. I don't know. I don't know what that means, but we're going to find out the difference here. So this is the average boxer. The average boxer goes in the ring. He's going to punch 700 pounds of pressure per square inch. And then so Drago sets up, looks at the marker. The scientists get ready to get their data. But Mill looks on and says, oh, here we go. So Drago punches, and we see the numbers jump up. This is crazy. As you can see, Drago averages 1,850 pounds. So we go, Ruben, from, like, I understand this is a movie, but I would wonder if Stallone, like, you're basically saying the average boxer hits for 700. Now, I don't know what this means, but now we've almost tripled the damage.
Yeah, well, I remember as a kid, like, feeling scared.
Yes, well, you're supposed to.
I can't not watch these movies without transporting myself back to the third grade.
Yes. Yeah, the memory of fear, damage. And so the trainer goes on to say, so the results are quite obvious. I love this. And this is a great setup. When Stallone was writing this, he must have loved, couldn't wait for this to be delivered. And they got the right actor to do it. The scene here. So he goes, the results are quite obvious. And the reporter says, huh, what results are those? Whatever he hits, he destroys. That's a great... I love it because the guy just says, you know, the results are quite obvious. It's a setup. Because the reporter's going to be like, what results are those? And he had that in his pocket.
Do you know what that line reminds me of? The Princess Bride. The bald guy that says inconceivable. Oh, yeah. He could have done that line. That would have been right. comical.
Yeah. Well, then we have the ending scene here of Drago taking another punch at the measurement bag thingamajiggy. And he, it's a great shot. He's just ripped.
Yeah, I know.
His arms, not an ounce of fat in his arms. Like, now, I got to suspect that Dolph Lundgren, it's my understanding that he can hit and hurt you to some degree.
You know, honestly, I've been like hit accidentally by my 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Yes. Whatever she hits, she destroys.
Well, Ryan, great episode.
Yes.
It's a fun scene. It's a good setup for the rest of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where you go, okay, well, what's the mountain he's got to climb for this?
Yeah, what mountain will Rocky have to scale?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a metaphor.
Well, it's quite the cliffhanger.
Okay, don't go over top with the metaphor. Holy smokers.
Oh.
You all right?
Yeah, I felt dizzy with that.
All right. Well, Ruben, we pulled out about a 35-minute episode. Whatever we record, we destroy.
Sorry.
I may or may not keep this coughing.
Oh, sorry. Let's
see how
sorry.
It plays out.
My wife just came in and brought me a Halls.
Oh, that's bless her heart.
Have you ever noticed on Halls, on the wrappers, I don't know if it's Halls in America too?
I think so.
Because the wrappers, Ryan, next time you have a Halls, each wrapper has a little message. Like a motivation message.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this one says, keep your chin up.
Wow.
Keep your chin up.
Good. Well, with that.
Ding, ding.